This is episode 2214 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome to day 7, the final episode of our series we've been exploring all week long. This has been a series about giving yourself 10 minutes of happiness every single day. How are you doing? I hope you're feeling a little happier. I hope you're feeling a little more aware. I'll be sharing with you a little more about awareness from one of your fellow meditators. But first, I want to let you know how much I honor you for being here. I know that meditation is a ritual that requires a commitment. So this commitment to yourself is such a gift. In today's episode, you are going to become aware of how you lived your life this week. In the final episode of every series, you are guided in a reflection over your week to celebrate your big wins and to also learn and become aware of times when you struggled, times when you found it almost impossible to be happy. I'll also share with you your final question for your happiness quest you're on. You're on a quest this week, if you are taking part in our weekly challenge, to write in a journal each day's happiness reflection question. Now, if you don't journal, no worries at all. You can simply think about the question silently to yourself. So your question for your happiness journaling quest this week is, what have you done to make other people happy? Have you been a little more supportive or understanding? Maybe you've been a better listener. This is your journaling question for the day. And I'll also guide you as you reflect on this important question as you meditate today. Tomorrow, we launch into a brand new series, so make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to give yourself some stillness. Calm your mind and body. And as you begin to unwind and to take your mind off whatever you were engaged with before you sat down to meditate, and allow your thoughts to focus on positivity, your fellow meditator, Christina, reached out. She says, "I started meditating during a stressful time, my nursing rotations. I had a hard time communicating with my supervisor and teacher, and I dreaded going in every morning. During one of my meditations, I realized that I was feeling sad, but I wasn't sad. I was aware. I am a happy person, passionate and loving. Right in that moment, the sadness I was feeling lifted because I realized that it didn't define me. My awareness defines me. And being aware of feelings like sadness gives me the control and power to allow it to flee." I was incredibly inspired by this message, as I am all the messages you share with me. As you close your eyes and calm your mind and your body, I invite you to explore your own power. The power to choose to be happy whenever you want. With this awareness, know that however you are feeling doesn't define you. even if you are feeling happy. Any feeling is fleeting. You will experience the full range of human emotions as you go through your days. When you become aware of who you truly are, you realize you are not any one of your particular feelings. Notice the inhale and exhale of your breath. Reflect on how you're feeling this moment. Realize this emotion is fleeting. Tap into who you really are as you settle into inner stillness. Allow your breath to become calm naturally without forcing it in any way. Bring to mind the times this week or even this day when you felt happy. What contributed to those moments? Did you notice any happiness triggers in your life? Maybe a location, maybe a person, maybe something you do that puts you in a positive state. Celebrate your happiness this past week. Now, as you reflect, consider the times when you weren't happy. It may have been a difficult week, and you might be able to think of many times when you just weren't happy. Reflect on any unhappiness triggers. What brought your state of happiness spiraling downward? Even if it was not something outside yourself, it may have been you wrestling with your own thoughts. Now, allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as feels comfortable for you today. and reflect on the times this week when you made others happy. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's 10 Minutes of Happiness series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.